this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. China announces stiff penalties for people caught fishing illegally in Chinese waters. The problem is those waters include areas of the South China Sea claimed by neighboring nations. The Supreme Court on Tuesday said fishermen illegally entering Chinese waters more than once in a year will be subject to fines and up to a year in jail. Last month, the United Nations-backed court in The Hague ruled that China had no claim to the waters of the South China Sea. The Chinese defense minister has urged his nation to prepare for what he called a people's war at sea in an effort to safeguard national sovereignty. Aid workers in Syria say a helicopter dropped barrels of toxic gas on a town near Aleppo. At least 30 people, mostly women and children, were affected. Workers say the gas was dropped overnight near the site where a Russian helicopter was downed hours earlier by rebel fire. A suicide bombing in the Libyan city of Benghazi has killed and wounded a number of people. Military sources say the attack apparently targeted soldiers loyal to Libya's recognized parliament. A coalition of Islamist militias claimed responsibility. The United States, meanwhile, has started an air campaign in the city of Sirte, the last bastion of the Islamic State group in Libya. The strikes on Tuesday hit an IS rocket launcher and a heavy equipment excavator. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has restated his earlier claim that the failed coup attempt against him last month was plotted outside the country. Those accusations are likely in reference to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, an Erdogan opponent who has lived in the United States for nearly two decades. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama and Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong restated their commitment to passing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. At the White House Tuesday, the two leaders discussed the TPP pact, which is currently stalled in Congress. Here's Mr. Lee.
Not only will the TPP benefit American workers and businesses, it will send a clear signal and a vital signal that America will continue to lead in the Asia-Pacific and enhance the partnerships that link our destinies together.
The pact has become controversial as both major U.S. presidential candidates oppose it. Speaking at the White House Tuesday, President Barack Obama and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said presidential candidate Donald Trump is unfit to succeed him in office. Mr. Obama challenged Republicans to repudiate Trump, saying recent statements about the parents of a slain Muslim American soldier were offensive.
This isn't a situation where you have an episodic gaffe. This is daily and weekly where they are distancing themselves from statements he's making. There has to be a point at which you say, this is not somebody I can support for President of the United States.
In response, Trump accused the president of failed leadership. He accused opponent Hillary Clinton of being weak on trade.
So, you know, she wants to play the role of the tough guy against Putin and Russia, and she wants to play. It's not tough, not tough. She should be tough on trade, okay? Because right now we are being ripped off on trade like nobody has ever ripped us off in history.
Trump spoke at a rally in Virginia. Iraq's prime minister has issued a travel ban for several parliamentary officials accused of corruption. The ban was ordered as a temporary measure against those accused and will remain in place until an investigation is completed. The ban came in response to claims by Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi, who on Monday told lawmakers the parliament speaker, Salim al-Jabouri, and several other lawmakers had tried to blackmail him to secure lucrative government contracts. Obeidi made the accusations as he was being questioned by parliament in response to allegations of corruption in the defense ministry. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered the country's anti-corruption commission to investigate the allegations. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Tuesday he is concerned about Yemen's children who are being harmed by airstrikes by Saudi-led coalition fighting there. Ban made the remark during a briefing to the UN Security Council on his annual report about children in armed conflicts. The report, which includes a blacklist of entities that harm children in war, this year listed the Saudi Arabian-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen as one of the parties that kills and maims children. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.